Well, hey there, rockin' and rollers out there in podcast land. Today we've got a special show for you. We're going off the rails with some Pearl Jam on vinyl. It's sure to make you bust your nut.
I am straight, craftus, erectus, right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
Don't drink that beer, Tuesday.
All right, can I crack this? The wife's getting thirsty.
No.
Oh, sorry.
And hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from, somebody changed it up on me again, Toast to Toast,
Toast to Toast.
Everywhere in between. I'm your host this week.
Who did that?
This is Chris in Dallas, Texas, and joining me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts. I don't know who changed that.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And
Brittany in San Diego.
Oh, Brittany's here.
Hi, guys.
Crashing the party.
Totally crashing the party. It's accidental.
She got backstage passes, so
that's,
you know,
right.
She's
to our rock and roll
Speaking
show.
Of which.
That's right.
Rock and roll beers.
We're doing rock and roll beers this week. Starting it off with Dogfish Head's Faithful Ale. This is their Pearl Jam 20 collaboration. I guess that's what you would call it. Or
yeah,
the tribute.
Who gave Brittany access
to
edit the program guide?
I don't know.
So we're starting off with that. And then, Mike, what are you trying this week?
I am going to try Magic Hat Vinyl.
And Brittany?
Scratching with the best.
Since I'm crashing the party and I wasn't prepared, I'm drinking Ty's Stranglehold Porter.
Sweet. All right.
And
because
Toby.
That's all I got.
I'm trying Carl Strauss Brewing Company's Off the Rails.
Nice. Like a crazy train?
Just like a crazy train.
Whoa.
And I'm going to be trying Ska Brewing's Buster Nut Brown Ale. Buster Nut Brown. We're going to start off with Dogfish Head's Faithful Ale. And so, why don't we do that?
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
So the Dogfish Head Faithful Pearl Jam 20 Ale comes from Dogfish Head Brewery out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Rehoboth Beast.
Rehoboth Beast. I'm trying to keep up the theme here. Their website is www.dogfish.com. The style of this beer is a Belgian Golden. I'm on medication, so I'm probably going to screw up a whole lot this episode.
Yes!
It's okay.
Awesome.
ABV of 7%, IBUs of 20. Didn't have much in the way of ingredients other than the fact that they use black currants in it.
Sweet.
So it should be interesting. This is the third in their sort of musician tribute.
Sony Music collaboration, is that what it is?
Is it all,
I think
is
so,
it all
yeah.
Sony stuff?
I think mostly,
I think
yeah.
It is.
So the first being the Miles Davis... Bitches Brew, and then, of course, I didn't...
Did the Hellhound, which
the
I
Hellhound,
had done
right.
on the show, too.
Which was what, Robert Johnson?
Yep.
I think so.
Hellhound on my
so.
Ale.
Yeah. And then the Pearl Jam 20, in honor of their 20th anniversary of the Pearl Jam 10 album, which is one of my favorite all-time albums.
Yeah.
I love that album. Anyway...
Kind of hard to believe it's been 20 years.
I know.
And we're old.
Yeah.
That's that album was like that album was seriously like my intro into like rock music. I listened to yeah. all rap before that.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You strike me as a country music type of fella.
Never. No. I don't mind yeah. country now, but
well, cause you
no,
live in
when
Texas.
I was younger.
You have to like country.
I'm not from Texas.
Yeah, but you live there. You have to like country. That's all they have yeah. on the radio in Texas is country music and the Mexican Oompa Loompa not band.
That's why he has Sirius FM.
Oompa Loompa
bands.
All right, I'm going to crack this. Is that
yeah,
okay?
Let's crack it.
You guys have fun.
Oh, we will.
Oh, we will.
I don't have this one.
Next time, come prepared.
I could go get my Bud Light Platinum.
Ooh, it's
golden. God, it sounds Blish chunky. Flash. Is it chunky?
That's what she said.
No, it was just some serious that? Glug gluggage.
Eat your chunky soup.
It's yellow.
It is fizzy and yellow.
Yeah. Got about a finger of Whitehead.
I have about a half a finger and it went away quickly.
I have a finger and it's dissipating very quickly.
Not much carbonation. Very little carbonation. Few bubbles, few stray bubbles floating to the top.
You guys getting some sediment in there?
Nope.
Oh,
yes, I am.
It's very small sediment.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, like tiny little pieces are swirling around with the carbonation.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about that?
It looks nice. That? What does it taste like?
Don't know yet.
What does it smell like?
What it smells like.
On the
you
knees.
Can smell it. You can smell it.
It smells like a sweet lager.
Yeah, it does.
Ooh, yeah, very grassy.
Little fruity.
It must be those currants, huh, Chris?
Yep.
Like a fruity cream ale or something.
That's interesting. Yeah. They put currants in it, and it's such a light beer, and it didn't. The currants didn't lend any color to it at all.
Yeah, and well, they were black currants too.
Interestingly enough, I don't know how much brewing Ty has done with fruit, like with actual fruit.
Yeah,
we've
done it several
times. That the sometimes you have to use like the most ripe. And sometimes a lot of it in order to get the color. And there's not too many fruits out there that can actually change the color of a beer. I think like dark cherries are one of them. But like strawberries, they don't do really anything to the color. So
well, no, strawberries would make sense. But black currants are like, I think of cherries. Yeah. So
yeah. Well, maybe just the skin or something.
Do you smell the currants?
You know? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's got kind of the kind of berry fruity smell to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We did a triple berry ale once, and it was blackberries, raspberries, and blueberries, and the beer ended up being very pink. And then we did a cherry something once, I think, but that was probably like a porter or a really really dark beer. You wouldn't have been able to tell. So
I'm getting some honey in there too. Yeah, I'm gonna take a sip.
This is reminds me of one of their other beers. Like the...
It's yeasty.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, very yeasty.
Not like the...
It's something I just had recently from them. Not the Pangea or the Theobroma. It's like one of those other ones.
Definitely not the Theobroma.
No. But it has that kind of... like really yeasty, earthy...
It's very subtle, though. I mean, the flavors are not pronounced at all.
You said you smelled grass. Do you taste grass?
I try not to get into the habit of licking brass.
Grass.
She said grass.
Oh, grass. I thought you said brass.
Yeah, man. Did you taste the grass?
Oh, but grass, yes. I do plenty of grass licking.
One of the reasons why they decided to brew this is because, I guess, Pearl Jam, when they were on the road, they only drank two things. And one, I think, was like a really fruit-forward... Pinot Noir.
That's my favorite wine.
And Mexican lager, which she, you know, didn't say what type, but you can kind of probably guess. But so what he tried to do is, you know, Sam tried to take those two things and tried to make a beer.
Which is, you know, pretty damn that. Close to what this is.
I can totally see that.
Because there's a very light lager, you know,
yeah,
crispness to this.
With a little bit of grape.
With some fruit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. That's very cool. So if that's what they were going for, then they succeeded.
I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
In what they were going for. Now, right.
Whether you like it or not is a different story.
What we wanted out of it, you'll find out in Last Call.
There's that thickness that kind of hits you in the back of the throat, too, and maybe that's just from the yeastiness.
Yeah, after a few sips, it's there.
Not much hops.
No.
Go ahead, Brittany.
No.
Go ahead. Mm-mm. It needs to come from a girl. Nope. Okay.
That's what Gina's she over here said. Chuckling.
What would you pair this one with?
She's my cherry pie.
She's my blackcurrant lager.
I would pair this with a Mexican lager and Pinot Noir.
And Pinot Noir.
That's not good.
No, it's definitely
I don't
not
know.
Good. I don't know. I haven't tasted it or smelled it or looked at it other than through, you know, our situation here.
I'm going to say this is with a hot dog. I drink this beer with a hot dog.
With some sausage.
With some sausage.
Yeah.
It kind of has a ballpark kind of beer.
It would have to be more of a hot dog than a sausage, though, because a sausage would be too much, I think.
Too much? Yeah.
I think it would overpower this, because it's a very subtle beer.
Is it sweet? Like...
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
but just sweetness. A little but bit. I mean, it's not super sweet.
Hmm. I say pork tacos.
Oh yeah, well I say that's chicken what tacos. She said.
Okay.
Right. Did you say pink from, tacos or pork it's definitely, tacos?
Pork.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tacos sure. with this would go well too.
Did you say pink tacos or pork tacos?
All right, wrap it up so we can drink some
last,
more beer.
Last little bit, the ratings on this rate beer gives us a 58 out of 100. And the Beer Advocate users give it a 76 with nothing from the Allstrom Brothers.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
That's right, folks. It's my turn, my tasting flight. And this week on this rock and roll Beer Coasters podcast, I'm trying Magic Hat's Vinyl. So, this is from Magic Hat Brewing Company out of South Burlington, Vermont. Their website is www.magichat.net. This beer has an ABV of 5.1. And the IBUs are 20. I'm going to crack it.
I'm going to crack it.
Well, I didn't say what this was. This is an amber lager. And for ingredients, they use, for malts, they use Pale, Munich, Crystal, and Victory. And for hops, they use Apollo and Northern Brewer.
Apollo!
Oops. Just smashed the microphone with the glass.
No.
All right. It's not so amber. It's kind of...
brown?
Just a slight bit deeper than gold really? Color. I know it looks darker on video here, but if you look through it, it's...
brown?
Kind of, it's starting to go the end of like copper color, I guess, but... hardly any head. I had a pinky, and now it's down to just about nothing.
I had a pinky once, too.
On the nose.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
What's a caramel on the nose?
Caramel.
A little bit of coffee, even?
Ooh. Coffee.
Coffee. Caramel.
Like a macchiato.
Something else in there.
God, sounds delicious. Drink it.
Maybe some toffee. Some nuttiness.
Mmm.
We had the toffee and nut discussion, I think, last week.
Roasted roastiness?
Nope, no roasted roasty. There's a bit of toast in there.
Toasted toastiness?
Ooh. Toast.
Perhaps.
That's like this show. Woo. From toast to toast.
From toast to toast. There's
such thing as a caramel toast.
Any kind of toast your imagination will allow you. A little bit of
medicinal kind of hoppy aroma at the end there, too.
I like that you said medicinal. That's a really great descriptive word.
It's not very beer coaster-ish of me.
It's a really great descriptive word, I think, because there's
no,
like,
if it, no, 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 no. It would be beer coaster-ish if he said medicinally.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's right.
Fine. Medicinally. But no, seriously. Like,
no, seriously.
When I think of medicinal smells or tastes,
we're listening.
No,
we're not listening. Okay.
No,
I'm
when
take
I think
a
of
sip while Brittany's talking.
Yes, do that because I never shut up.
Taking a sip, yeah.
I think of like Vicks or eucalyptus or,
yeah.
That really like nose opening, like help you breathe better, kind of medicinal. So it's anyway. Props to you, Mike.
Herbaliness in this one.
Now see, that is very
herbalicious.
Beer coasters.
My beer is too herbalicious for you, babe. Oh, sorry, that's a
that
different show.
Not beer coasters.
It's different. It's not very amber lager ish. It's a tiny bit like toasty grains and some caramel, and there's actually some like light coffee flavors to this, but it's a lager. Kind of dries up at the end, but there's still some of that.
So is there any when you say like an amber lager, the first thing that comes to mind obviously is Sam Adams Boston Lager. So is it mm-hmm. not kind of close to that?
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, there may be a hint of it, but I'm not getting that lager, you know, that metallic-y lager yeast. It has something else. It's just it's a little smoother, and it's got a more caramel maltiness than say a Sam Adams would. It also feels a bit lighter, even though it feels a little richer in flavor.
Okay.
Which brings me to the mouthfeel, which is, you know, it kind of has kind of a, you know, a lighter body, but it's got some, you know, richer flavors in there. It's got the caramel and I'm really surprised at the coffee that's coming through on this.
Would you pair it with anything?
This would be a great beer with food because it's really kind of pulled back, but it's got some decent malt characters to it. I still want to go with a chicken, like a, you know, like rosemary.
Ooh, like a roasted chicken, like boyfriend chicken.
Like I had boyfriend chicken. Boyfriend chicken.
It's a recipe.
Oh. Well, I made actually some, like, red potatoes and roasted them with some rosemary and garlic and olive oil, and something like that would go pretty well with this beer. I wish I would have broken one open for dinner earlier tonight, but it would have went pretty well. If you guys get a chance, check this one out. It's a spring seasonal from Magic Hat. So it might, you know, I don't know how long it's going to be around. And I wanted to give you the ratings if I didn't just lose my sheet here.
I lose my sheet all the time.
Thanks. Rate Beer rates this 46 out of 100. but an 84 out of 100 to style, which I thought was kind of interesting. Beer Advocate users rate this a 79, and the Allstrom Brothers a 70.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Brittany to drink some beer and tell us what she thinks.
Brittany's tasting flight, people.
Yeah, I'm crashing the show with this one, because...
That's better than what you planned on crashing with.
Yeah.
My Bud Light Platinum. Yeah.
Very rock and roll thing to do, though. Just crash a show.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, I don't care. It's almost like in trash in a hotel room. You're living in, Bud Light Platinum is not rock and roll.
But like Platinum,
although it probably sponsors a lot of rock and roll shows.
There's nothing rock and roll about Bud Light Platinum.
Okay, fine. Okay. I heard it was a really good beer, but you know, since you're so, you know, hipster with the craft brews, whatever. Anyway,
hipster with the craft brews.
What is it, Geekasapien?
Okay, so I'm drinking Ty's Stranglehold beer, and it's on tap, so there will be no cracking. This is straight from the tap. And it was really pretty. I showed you guys right when we started. Right, I ran from the kegerator to my recording booth to show you what it looks like. It's, you can't even see through it. It's, you can, like, there's a little bit of light coming in through the bottom of the glass, and you can see it looks like espresso. It's so dark. Mm. Like, you can see that really rich brown, dark, yummy color. And when I first showed you, there was like at least two fingers ahead at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's kind of dissipated to like maybe.
Do you know what the ABV is on that?
Seven.
Seven.
Wow. Oh, that's right. He said it was. What was he saying about
comfortably
it?
Numb.
Yeah, comfortably numb.
Yeah.
If our listeners haven't heard, I mean this was a long time ago. I think this was season one where we did the homebrew show, and we actually tried two of Ty's beers.
Yes, mm-hmm. I believe we did.
So, yeah, if you go back and listen to the homebrew episode from, like, 2010, I think, we tried two of Ty's beers on the show. So this would be the third, I believe.
Yeah, we got to try and find out what those are. Yeah.
He's a veteran.
Yeah. He's constantly brewing, man. He's got a crazy system set up.
I know. He really does. It's a pretty amazing. He has a... This is going to get complicated. And a friend of... No, Tommy's preschool teacher. Her son recently turned 21 and wanted to start brewing. So he came over and brewed with Ty one day, and Ty showed him the whole setup, and then he went out and he got all his stuff and really started getting into it. He ended up contacting Coronado Brewing and saying, "Hey, I'm into home brewing. Can I come like hang out with you guys?" He's like, "I'm brewing like at 2:00 tomorrow morning. You want to come meet me there?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure." So he went down there and brewed a batch of Idiot.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Nice. Yeah. I think it was Idiot IPA that he brewed with them.
Oh, cool. Like, I think we might have someone joining us here.
Somebody is joining.
Ah, Crazy Dave.
Crazy Dave.
Is this a Beer Coaster's first? I actually have five people on the show. We should get them set up with a track here and...
Nice. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and dive right into this nose first.
Okay.
I definitely smell alcohol. What is that? Shut up. No, I mean, it's typical porter, like the rich coffee, chocolate.
Everybody shut up. That'll make for a great podcast.
No, I was telling you to shut up because you were teasing me.
That Have is you what not I seen do. This show?
I tease, I kid. I joke around.
I'm getting like this, like, I can't pin it. Like I said, it's definitely, you can smell the coffee and you can smell the chocolate. It's like a sweet.
Did he add anything?
Yeah, molasses
this?
And like, honey. Maybe that's it. Ooh. Maybe it's the molasses. Ooh,
wow. I'm a sucker for
it's
molasses.
It's like, it's a, molasses? It's a, like a floral molasses. Sweetness. It's kind of like honeysuckle.
Sucker for molasses.
I've.
Especially the little naked ones. At the zoo, the little naked mole asses.
What are you talking about?
I think they're trying to say that I have a mole fetish.
What?
And we're not talking spots on the face.
No, we are not.
Wow. So we went from beer to bestiality. That's apparently awesome.
That's how we rock and roll here.
Perfect smooth transition. Yeah. That was a beautiful transition there, guys.
Pretty close to gerbils.
It is your fault, Crazy Dave.
Oh, so. Man. I chose the wrong fault.
That's why we talk this way.
Ugh. Anyway. All right. Yeah.
Those little animals. The little white, little peach-colored little rat-looking
things. All right,
I'm going to
sip it. Ready?
Taking a sip, yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready for you to take a sip.
It's really, really sweet when you first, like, get it in your mouth. And then it gets bitter.
That is what she said.
It's usually salty, isn't it?
Well, I guess it
depends
what
you're used
to
hearing, Dave.
I'm sorry. I have no idea why my children are, like, barreling down the hallway. So I apologize for the sound.
Well, my children are usually barreling down something else, but...
Yeah, apparently they had Red Bull for dinner.
Red Bull for dinner.
It's bitter, which I don't like, but it doesn't stay there. It's kind of like the bitterness dissipates rather quickly.
Dries right up.
And then it kind of has that like coffee aftertaste. You know how like you take a sip of coffee and like 10 minutes later you can still like feel it.
Yeah.
Taste it kind of. Like that roasted coffee taste aftertaste.
Roasted rustiness.
Coffee on the tongue.
The correct term.
It's sweet because I definitely can feel like that thick molasses in my mouth. How many times can I say in my mouth?
Many times as you like.
More the better.
I wonder if he added the molasses to try to kind of up the ABV.
He usually adds some type of fermentable sugar with flavor, like honey, molasses. This one has both. To these types of beers to imperialize them.
Imperialize.
That's beer coastery.
Yes,
that's a beer coastery-ish word.
The Ahlstrom brothers have not tried this beer, and it's quite unfortunate.
Shocking.
Huh.
I would pair this.
That's only because Ty hadn't sent it to him.
Yeah. Well.
But they'll try it.
Woo! I have a buzz. This is really sad. I need to
coffee
join you guys.
Coffee buzz or a beer buzz?
No, like I'm tipsy.
That's right. It's a rock and roll show, this and we're getting girls drunk.
This could right. go, like either way. With like you could do dessert with this beer if you really wanted to, but I would say like something creamy to kind of balance the bitter and that really pungent taste that you get from the coffee. Or you could go with something really fun and like chili rubbed steak or like something that would like really spicy that would stand up to the big flavors of the beer.
Yeah.
I think it could go either way. Like you could do like I always pair shit with creme brulee, but I love creme brulee.
Well, you can't go wrong.
Or like something caramelly, like a flan.
You know, guys, this will not truly be a rock and roll show unless the girl gets totally effed up and ends up topless.
Yeah. I am not taking off my shirt. No. It's Mardi Gras. So
yeah,
this,
exactly.
That makes it doubly like I should be taking off my clothes, but I won't.
Beads.
I won't. So let's just lay those.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, lay them out.
No.
Put them on the glass.
Put them on a glass.
Put them on a glass.
He said put them on a glass.
Oh, man. Okay. If you guys get a chance to try this, if you're in the San Diego area.
Yeah, if you are in San Diego, hit Ty up on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/TySanDiego.
Give me a taste of the stranglehold.
And we will be happy to host you and your loved ones at our humble abode to try this lovely, delicious glass of
yumminess. Huge. Like, we're huge right now. And
we're,
you know,
I know we're big
have,
in Japan.
Like, And Sweden.
Sweden and Japan.
And Sweden. We're big in
so
Sweden.
You might actually
if
have lots of people.
If you want to fly here from Japan just to come to my house and taste beer, you are welcome.
Nice.
Serious.
All right. Sweet. Rock on.
No, and you know, but maybe by then, by the time you actually come out here and try it, we'd have some more beers on tap. Might have some chickens in the backyard, a couple of goats. You never know. Send you home with a dozen eggs.
And some boyfriend chicken.
And some boyfriend chicken? Dude, you don't know about Thai goat, makes the goat, best boyfriend chicken ever.
The goat are much better than the chicken. Yep.
Depending on where you're from, you are may already have a chicken as a boyfriend. Who knows?
We don't discriminate here on the show.
Some people are into that kind of thing. Different cultures,
Thai,
different tastes.
Dude, you guys. Okay, so Thai. Like, and
is
I think
chickens,
I,
we're coming up on 13
no,
minutes.
Listen, I really think that, like,
do
since he started listening to your show and since we really became kind of a part of the Beer Coasters family, he was already so much into brewing beer, he wanted to start, like, getting into cooking a little bit and, like, you know, wondering, like, playing with different, you know, spices and doing different things. No, but seriously, it's a really, he roasts the whole chicken and it's delicious. It's so good. And it's, like, my favorite thing that he makes right now because it's just perfect every single time. He never, like, it's amazing. In fact, when Albertsons had their chickens on sale.
I think you're getting a gong.
Three of them.
You're getting to wrap it up. I'm seeing the big hook come out and hook you in the neck.
Yeah, get me off stage.
Next person wants a drink.
Aces and Ales Premium Craft Beer Bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Was everybody ready?
I'm recording. I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm totally crashing the show.
I'm recording. Cool.
Chris?
All right, so this is Toby out west, joined by...
Hey, there's Gina back
Hi, Gina.
So yay. Now we have... So this has actually gone from a normal podcast to pretty much a rock concert, you know?
So does that make Dave our groupie?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, you guys. I'm even drinking a parking lot beer. I have a beer in a can.
Yeah. He's like the roadie that you really have no idea what he's doing with your equipment.
Yeah, he's the roadie.
When you're done, you got to crush the can on your forehead.
So this is the Off the Rails beer, Carl Strauss Brewing Company, San Diego, California. They've been brewing since 1988, or is it 89? 89. Off the Rails is basically a double red trolley ale, which is their red slash amber. This is a West Coast Imperial Red Ale. 8.50% ABV. 40
IBU.
So
this is actually like an Imperial Red Trolley?
Yeah, it's an Imperial Red Trolley.
Wow.
Awesome.
Which, if anybody's heard, listened to the show before, Red Trolley holds a special place in my heart only because it was like one of the first local beers that I really loved in San Diego. And I drank a ton of it. You know, whenever I would see it, I would get it in six packs. Whenever I would see it on tap, I would always go to Crossroads.
You didn't get it in six packs. They didn't have it on six packs.
They had six packs of it like back in the late 90s.
Not a lot. No, they didn't. They didn't start bottling that till a few years ago, dude.
Really? No, yeah. I could have sworn really? I got some...
No.
Because we used to get six packs of it before we had our kegerator, and then that was one of the first kegs we got.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I remember that it took them forever to start bottling that beer.
Well, the Red Trolley was originally their, like, holiday beer. And then, I don't know when they started bottling it. I'd have to look that up. Maybe I talked about it on... I don't think I've done Red Trolley.
We've had this conversation before about this. But remember they would bottle it, at like for in like the 22s, and you could buy it for $2 a piece, but you can only buy them at the breweries, restaurants,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember they would only let you buy one or two of them, and then like the guy ended up hooking us up and let us buy a case once. But
nice.
Every time I see you, you have a different beer in your hand.
Oh, I got three of them here. I got this one, and I got this one, and
oh. All right, I cracked it.
Dave's making the suicide of beers.
Yeah.
I'm getting fucked tonight. I had a bad day at work, so I have to drink.
Well, you came to the right place.
You did.
I'm just bummed that I drank that, because I had a bottle of Off the Rails not that long ago, and, you know.
So I got a dice. I poured pretty aggressively. I've got about two human fingers, or at least one Yeti of head. One Yeti finger.
Yeah.
It's a reddish copper in color, with some maybe like a little bit of pink highlights. The head is like an off-white color, frothy.
I totally have to on the nose on some of this beer.
I'm really curious to know if
any ingredients. It's a double red trolley, massive amounts of sweet caramel malts, earthy Willamette hops. So yeah, the hops are Willamette and Warrior, and the malts are Caramel 60 and Warrior. 80.
Is that how you pronounce it? I thought it was Willamette, but it's Willamette?
Potato, yeah. Potato.
It's actually Willamette.
Interesting. Gina, I love your do-rag.
Like a young beer.
She is sporting the do-rag
like
and a red hoodie.
That's how much caramel malts there is in it.
Yeah, it's super malty.
It smells like the beer we have in our carboy right now.
Oh, is that what's going? Gurgle, 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 gurgle,
yeah.
Gurgle.
Yeah. Is that, hey, what, wait, I hear? Is that what I hear in the background?
Yeah.
For reals? That's awesome. When did this have you guys done nine. That for a while?
Yeah, it's our ninth time brewing.
Really?
Nine times.
Oh yeah. Rolling down the street, smoking.
So yeah, super. Super like toasted caramel, like really strong caramel notes. I'm even picking up on maybe some alcohol on the nose.
I wouldn't be surprised. Uh-oh. With an imperial.
I think Gina
red
took a sip already.
Yeah, Gina already took
a
sip.
I always do. I'm a cheater.
Cheater.
But yeah, on the nose, like super toasted caramel, almost like a burnt caramel. All right. Ooh, some cinnamon. Yeah. Totally like cinnamon toast.
I don't
like
care
cinnamon
for
toast.
The sweetness.
I'm taking
cinnamon
a sip.
It's very sweet. Crunch. I wish it was balanced with some hops or something.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Or almost like it needs to finish fermenting. Like maybe if it sat around in the bottle for a while, it would do something interesting. But it tastes.
I don't know
kind
if anybody
like
else noticed, but
well.
We lost Chris. I'm assuming he's coming back, but.
Well, that's okay. We still got four other people. Yeah.
We got plenty of others.
It's a party, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Five people. Dave?
Yeah, I can see what Gene is saying. It's pretty big. I mean, there's like lots of malt, and that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't really get much on the side of hops. I mean, they're in the in the aftertaste, there is, you do get a little bit of the dry astringency.
You can get some earthiness out of it, but it's heavily
malty. It's not supposed
malty.
To be an IPA, though. I mean, it's a red.
No, I know, but usually,
it's
you know,
always
you want
been
some
kind
sort
of malty, bready red anyway, right?
Yeah, but I think if you throw in a whole bunch of hop, then it just becomes a big.
No, I'm not.
I mean, for
I'm
lack
not
of a better
thing, make it a.
A stone beer?
Right. Or
like an American Strong or something.
I was actually trying to say Green Flash, because they're like the crazy hoppiest.
Yeah, I had a Green Flash, and ew.
They're heavy hop heads.
Just
and I'm
no
not trying to do that, but I'm just saying
in
that,
beers.
In my opinion, it's overly sweet.
Big alcohol.
What I had, I don't remember it being sweet. I mean, I remember it not being like, you know, like you said, it wasn't hoppy or anything. I actually liked it when I had it.
I think, well, who was it?
I'm a little picky, though.
Rate Beer calls this an American Strong. And I can see if it was hoppier, I could see it being like that. I could see it being closer to like an Arrogant Bastard or something like that, you know. But the hops are are but
it's not
very
an American strong, right? It's like a double red or an imperial red, right?
Imperial red is what it's supposed to be, yeah.
All right. So, anything else on this beer?
I feel like Red Trolley. Okay, so it's a red. It's a the normal Red Trolley I'm talking about now. It's a good classic red. I've always thought.
Yeah.
But well balanced, and I feel like they upped the malt and maybe didn't up the hops enough to like keep that good balance at just a higher level. I personally feel like it's on the sweet side, which I am not a huge fan of.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, Gina, because a lot of times, because they have to use so much malt and so much sugar to really bump up the alcohol, the sweetness just sometimes cannot be avoided.
Mitigated right. With the hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just can't avoid the sweetness because you have to use so much malt to create all that sugar right. That would.
But I think it's always to kind of balance up out that alcohol.
And I can see the argument that giving it more hops would indeed make it an American strong and take away from it being a red. Like, I get what Crazy Dave's saying. I just wish it had just a tinge more.
But this is my tasting flight, so...
So don't listen to me.
Hi, Jack.
Yeah, for a food pairing, I don't know, man. Maybe like a cheeseburger or Hub Grub or...
Hi, Jack, and again, oh, spicy ribs.
Don't they have really yummy garlic fries, or is that Gordon Pierce?
No, you know what this beer would actually really kick a lot of ass with? Is that Carl Strauss at their restaurants used to have a thing called pizza bread, and it's like an artisanal kind of like
dough. Oh yeah, totally.
And then with sun dried tomatoes and basil.
Yes, yeah, you're right, Dave. Totally. Pizza, even pizza. Good.
Dave's
I think
always
pizza would
right.
be great. Rate Beer gave Off the Rails an 80. The Beer Advocate users gave it an 85, and the Bros gave it an 89, which are both good on the new Beer Advocate scale.
Whoa, bros.
Check out Carl Strauss. Their website is www.carlstrauss.com. That's Carl with a K. Yeah. Off the Rails. Red Trolley.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
For this week's tasting flight,
sweet.
I am drinking the Buster Nut Brown Ale.
Ew.
From Scott Brewing.
Hey, Chris, all I gotta say is good luck.
I know.
Oh, Dave, knock it off.
So this is from Scott Brewing out of Durango, Colorado. Their website is www.
Actually, I should say good luck to myself. Jeez.
Their website is www.scottbrewing.com. This is a nut brown ale. The ABV is 5.15% with an IBU of 29. For the ingredients on this beer, they used a Victory and Munich malts, Northern Brewer, Cascade, and Willamette hops. So I'm going
to
crack it.
Oh, I wanted
go
to mention
and
Chris,
make all the jokes
before
you
crack
want.
It.
Go ahead.
Dave mentioned that he was drinking Sublimely Self-Righteous, and we actually tried that beer on the Stoned issue back in June of 2010. So go check it out.
Sweet.
Everybody must get stoned.
Season 2.
So are you going to play some Bucko Night or something with this ska
room?
Yeah,
Toby, you have to totally play some Bucko
You didn't hear Night. That?
Of course.
That was planned before. You missed it.
Yeah. What you talking about, dude? You didn't hear
it? Must have muted you guys.
All right. So it's
creamy.
Very brown.
I have on checkered boxers. Does that
like
count?
A pretty girl should be.
That's right. Nice
Mike,
and brown.
Mike, you gotta wear pants for this thing. Mike!
I didn't know we were going to have two girls on the show. Sorry.
God, yeah. It's Mardi Gras. The girls are supposed to flash the boys,
okay,
not the
ahead.
Other way around.
But look at all my beads.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but you have them hanging on the wrong hook. They're supposed to be around your neck.
Sorry.
All right. So anyway, nice brown color. I have about a finger of head. sticking around a little bit.
Dave's rocking and skanking.
Crazy Dave is skanking to no music. Or is he playing?
No, no, no,
no, he's
no,
if you go to ska.
If you go to the ska brewery website, they got ska music on it, dude. It's
yeah. Wow, he is trashed. Way to celebrate Mardi Gras, Dave.
What was that? What was that ska website again, Chris? For listeners,
skabrewing.com. If you want to listen along with Dave. So on the nose,
focus.
Quite a bit of toffee. Kind of a roasted toffee note.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Okay, so the Busternut Brown Ale.
Serious.
From Ska Brewing.
So rock and roll.
So yeah.
How could you be serious when you say Busternut?
Because it's a beer.
Okay.
You'd be serious about beer.
Busternut. We are very serious about beer.
That's right. So there's some nice, like, roasted toffee notes in the nose, and I've been sipping all along just because I didn't feel like waiting and I really wanted to drink. So it's got some nice toffee notes. It's a little bit more dialed down than I would have thought. It has almost some lager metallic-iness to it. I'm a big fan.
What were the ingredients? Did you have ingredients?
Victory, yeah. And
did they brew with any kind of a nut or no?
No.
Munich malt, Cascade,
Willamette, and what was the other one?
Northern Brewer.
I actually listened.
So what? Northern Brewer. What normally lends metallic taste to a beer? What causes that?
Well, it could be the yeast.
It's usually the lager yeast.
That's what we usually get from the lagers. Is some
not that this uses a lager yeast, but
Northern Brewer.
So I get.
Hey, well, hey, I got a question. On the website, it says SRM 15.5.
It's the color,
which is should
SRM.
Yeah, look for that. It's the
standard rate of measurement.
No, that's not what it stands for. I forget sounds what good. I forget
it's
what
the color.
It's the color, but I forget what the. What
like
it stands
clarity?
For.
Does the beer code? Does the beer jargon guy know?
The beer jargon guy probably does know.
Yeah.
Let's ask him.
And now, time for craft beer jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is SRM. SRM, or Standard Reference Method, is one of several systems modern brewers use to specify beer color. A determination of the SRM value involves measuring the attenuation of light of a particular wavelength in passing through 1 centimeter of the beer, expressing the attenuation as an absorption and scaling the absorption by a constant. The measurement is not perfect, but it conveys 92% of the spectral information even when fruit beers are considered.
There we go. So, back to my beer. I'm a big fan of nut brown ales, and just it's got a light malt to it. It's not a real heavy malt.
Chris, what about a food pairing?
All right, so for a food pairing for this beer, I would probably go with like a Chinese cashew chicken.
Chicken the China, the Chinese
cashew
chicken.
Actually, I have an actual question.
Yes.
With the Cascade and Northern Brewer, like amazing. Those are pretty pronounced, you know, hops.
When I think of Cascade, I think of very, very pronounced, very like citrusy.
Citrusy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm not, no, I don't get any of that.
Really?
Which is
because
odd.
I was going to say, I didn't think it would go with the nut brown flavors, you know?
No, and it really doesn't. And that's kind of surprising. It's weird that you would choose those hops in a nut brown ale.
Right.
Yeah. So the rate beer rating on this beer was a 31 out of 100. And Beer Advocate users gave it a 79. So,
wow.
Which is strange because you'd think rate beer with the amount of hops that are used, the variety of hops, that you'd get a kind of a higher rate beer rating, but not so in this case.
But not well, if those they're hops not coming
maybe
through.
They're not
but they're not coming through, yeah. That's the key. So, anyway, that's the Ska Brewing Busternut Brown Ale. Hopefully you got something out of that review. I don't know what, because I didn't, but...
Pearl Jam, stop f***ing around and come out and play at my house. Tickets are free. Beer will be provided. Wins all around.
Alright everybody, last call!
Sorry, this is the part of the show where we give you our pint ratings and our wrap-up, so... Let's start with the pint ratings and Mike.
Yeah, Dogfish Head. It was drinkable and crisp and... Sorry. It had... I don't know. To be honest, this just wasn't my cup of tea, so to speak. It's not the flavors that I really enjoy with... my craft beers, but I do see that this could be a very palatable, drinkable style for a lot of people because it has beer. Kind of a crisp beer. Lager flavor, beer. But it's got some fruitiness beer. In there.
Beer.
It's just not for me. I'm going to give it a 3 because it was still super beer. Drinkable.
Beer.
For one word, lagerberry.
Lagerberry?
See, people are going to think that's like a real berry now.
Beer.
Maybe it should be.
It's a beer coaster berry. For the Magic Hat, the vinyl. This one surprised me. I actually enjoyed it. It was lighter, but had some kind of richer flavors with the caramel and even a little bit of coffee in there. And for an amber lager, this is not really the flavors you'd expect. So I'm going to give this one... a 3.5. It was very, very drinkable. For the one word for this one...
How about 33 1/3? Or 78?
Yeah. Well, the vinyl... It doesn't taste like vinyl.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Just unexpected. I know it's a horrible one word, but... It was to me. It was just unexpected. I wasn't expecting these kind of flavors out of an amber lager. So
sweet.
That's cool.
All right, Brittany.
My stranglehold. Ooh. That reminds me of something. Anyway.
Wow. Autoerotic asphyxiation, huh?
God.
It was really good. I generally don't like really big beers like Ty likes. But this one was actually really good. I tend to like sweeter beers, but this one had a lot of sweetness from the molasses. The molasses.
And I love the molasses.
I probably enjoyed it more because... he made it, and I love him, and it was so sweet because he dipped his finger in it.
Oh God.
Geez. This isn't a Valentine's Day issue.
Seriously.
Yeah. This is rock and roll, yeah, man. Come on.
No, it was a really good beer. I think if you're a porter person, you would definitely like it. And Mike, I think that this one would find a place in your heart.
I like porters. Yeah, I'm closer than Mike.
He's a malty man.
Well, then get your booty down here. What the heck? Yeah. What are you waiting for? Anyway, I, of course, and because I love my hubby so much, I'm going to give it a 5-pint rating.
See, it was so sicky sweet that Gina had to put
Gina
her head
Gina just walked away. She's like, this girl has absolutely no credibility.
She's like, I and she just not bounced. Handle this kind of criticism.
No, Ty is really good at brewing porters. That's his favorite type of beer. It's the one he's best at brewing. I mean, people that have tried it have said that it's the best beer they've ever had.
Now I gotta try this beer because I've had a pretty damn good porter too in my life.
So I mean, if you like porters,
the competition runs deep in the porter category.
Toby,
For my ratings, the Dogfish Head Faithful Ale Pearl Jam 20. It was okay, not too bad. It had a little bit of sweetness to it. It had some stank and some earthiness towards the end there. It was a little bit on the thick side. I got hints of honey, and as far as the whole, it was like a Belgian golden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, technically, I guess.
Didn't really come off.
I mean, Dogfish
off.
Is one of those where they're kind of loosely based on a style, and then kind of go their own way, you know.
I mean, it had a little bit of a Belgian goldenness to it, but very little to me. I think I'm gonna go with a 3 because I think that it's as far as the whole like Mexican lager / Pinot Grigio or whatever. Blend, I think that they got really good.
They achieved it.
What? Yes,
like, that was, like, right
they
on.
They achieved that. Yep.
But other than that, it's not really my kind of thing, so I'm just going to go with a 3, which is still pretty good. It's not, I mean, it's drinkable.
For Dave, he joined the show late, so he didn't actually realize it.
Yeah. So, a 3, and my one word or my rename is Soft Rock, because it's not...
Well, at least it wasn't.
Definitely not. It's definitely not Pearl
nice
Jam.
Nice job, Toby.
It's definitely not grunge.
Good job.
And for the Carl Strauss Off the Rails, Gina was talking some smack about it, but I kind of dug it. It's pretty big. I mean, it's a big beer. Lots of malt. Lots of sweetness. Lots of alcohol. If you like hoppy beers, this isn't it for you. But. In the end, like, I think that it's okay, so I'm going to go with a 3 on that one also.
God, just the idea of an Imperial Red Trolley is, like...
Yeah, I know, and I don't know what they could have... I mean, if they would have brought up a little bit of the hops in it, it probably would have been a lot better, but, I mean, I've had some Imperial Reds before that were, like, really, really good, and...
Well, like, did you have the 13th anniversary from Stone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Compare it to that.
What was the 13th?
That was Imperial Red.
It was Imperial Red.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that thing
was
damn good.
I did have it when it came out, and I don't remember.
It had something about vanilla, right? It was an Imperial Red with something.
With
kind
vanilla,
of vanilla bean?
But I mean, it was the one thing I do remember about that beer. It was mega malty, though. I mean, I would love to go back and revisit. I had it that night after having a few other beers, so I was a little tanked at
the
that 13th point.
The 13th was awesome.
I would like to try those two together, I think.
Which beers are we talking about? Sorry,
the Stone 13th and the Off the Rail, because I remember the 13th being really malty. And being really alcoholic. I mean, there was sweetness to it and everything. I mean, I don't know if I would distinguish between the two.
I'm usually a big fan of that Imperial Reds. I like that style in general. Yeah. Like that hop, you know, Hophead Red and some of the other ones. Even Alesmith makes an Imperial Red, right? Like, isn't the one of the Yulesmith an Imperial
Red? Yeah, there's
Red?
Some... Is
I
it the summer?
The summer
is it? Yeah, because the winter is the
IPA.
See, I would reverse those. I would think the IPA more of a summer beer and the red more of a winter beer, but I don't know. That's just me.
Whatever.
All right, for my one word for the Red Trolley Off the Rails, I'm going to go with Orange Line. Because that's like the least desirable line.
That's
of the
perfect. I used to ride the Orange Line downtown every morning and every night back home.
There's an Orange Line here in Boston,
too. Never a dull moment on that freaking train.
That's right. All right, so for my pint ratings this week, the Pearl Jam 20 Faithful. I was actually really disappointed with this beer. I just think it's...
Aww.
you know, I expect more from Dogfish Head, and it was just kind of there. It's not a bad beer. It's just boring. I'm gonna give it 2.5 pints.
Whoa!
It's like I said. It's not bad. It's not undrinkable by any means. I mean, it's drinkable.
Yeah, 2.5.
Would you drink it again?
No. I mean,
well, that depends on what's available.
Yeah, I mean, if it was there, I'd.
Then why are you giving it a two? Then why are you giving it the 2.5?
Because I expect more out of Dogfish Head.
That's halfway to 5, Dave. Come on, let's be optimistic here.
If I'm not going to drink a beer, I'm giving it a 1 or a 2.
Okay. Well, I'm giving it 2.5. So
there's something.
Are you giving it the extra half, Chris, because it's supposed to be the blend between Pinot Noir and Mexican lager, and they nailed that part of it?
That's why I gave it.
No, I mean, I'm giving it a two and a half because it's still drinkable. It's not that I'm giving it more because of something. It's that I'm giving it less because of something else. So if it was any other brewery, I probably would have given it a 3 because it is drinkable. But because of it being a Dogfish Head beer, I expected
more. You're knocking off a half a point.
I'm knocking off a half a point because I expected more out of them. So
have a pint.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, Pearl Jam is partly to blame for this beer.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Right.
I mean, they're drinking Mexican lager.
You basically just took half a point off one of your favorite bands, Chris.
No, yeah. No.
How do you feel about that? Or what your favorite brand drinks?
For my
anyway.
one word review, I'm going with Crazy Dave because this is like the perfect Crazy Dave
beer.
You've got his favorite wine mixed with his favorite beer in the Mexican Cerveza Lager category and the Pinot Noir.
My favorite beers are porters, dude. They're not Mexican beer. I'm gonna go grab a Corona now.
Exactly. So maybe
which
more
is probably the Mexican lager they're talking about. If that even is a Mexican lager, I don't know.
Right. So yeah, Crazy Dave. And then for the Ska Brewing.
Well, thanks for naming your beer after me.
No problem. The Ska Brewing Buster Nut Brown Ale. This beer was okay. I don't have a lot of experience with Ska Brewing. So, you know, I'm not going to knock it down because I expected more. I didn't really know what to expect. I'm going to give this one actually 3 pints. It was okay. It was drinkable. It's a decent nut brown ale. It's not, you know, it's not a rogue hazelnut brown nectar, but it's not, you know, bad either. So, go with 3 pints on that one. For a one word review.
High life.
Skanky.
Ah, Skanky.
Yeah. To be named that, I
So yeah. That's my pint rating. So don't forget you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Untappd, and Google+. That's where we were all hanging out tonight. And don't forget to subscribe to us in iTunes and also on Callisto.fm.
Rocking out with our box out. Speaking of websites, check out our website. It's www.beercoasterspodcast.com. All kinds of cool stuff on there. Especially our shop link where you can get your shirts and steins and stickers and things. And Toby's Brews Paper. It's a Beer Coasters Daily. Yeah. And you click on the link and there's all kinds of cool stuff on there. Cool beer related news and stories and videos and such. So check it out.
I work really hard at putting that together for everybody every day. So check it out.
Every day. There's also a lot of other stuff on there as far as different links and our hot topics and all that stuff.
I don't know. You got to tweet something, maybe.
Tweet.
Don't forget to tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it.
Support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, etc. Drink local, because local is
fresh.
Yes.
Cheese fresh.
Support your local homebrewer.
I'm gonna check out my local homebrewer. I'm gonna go down there and hook up with Brittany and Ty and see if I can get some of that porter.
Yeah,
dude, I totally.
I'll bring a growler. We'll send you.
I got a couple growlers, but they're stone growlers though, and that's illegal to put another brewer's beer in there.
It's a vessel.
They'll just charge you
stone. They can suck it.
Suck it. Stone knows how I feel. You know, I could probably never get a job with Stone because of this podcast now. You know that? Well, anyhow.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Hey, guys, don't forget to don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
Dumb.
Shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Crazy Dave and Brittany and Gina for joining the show this week. Yay, yay. Very unexpected, oh, but now yeah. We got this big like rock and roll party going on.
What up?
And I wanted to talk...
And Beer Coaster Ty.
Beer Coaster Ty for brewing the beer, one of the beers this week.
Hell yeah.
Jeez, we didn't do any of that. And
Toby's brewing something.
Oh, yes. What are you brewing, Toby? I know you mentioned getting ingredients, but what were you going to brew? Or what are you brewing?
We're brewing a maple walnut brown.
No, that's right. I saw that on Facebook. You were crunching the walnuts.
Yeah, we actually used actual walnuts and maple
See that,
syrup.
Chris? They were busting nuts.
That's right.
Yeah. We were busting some nuts. Nice. That's right.
And I wanted to actually talk a little bit about my... brewery adventures this weekend, but I think because the show's running so long, I'll save it for next week.
No, don't worry about it, dude. Go ahead. If it's good
well,
stuff,
well, no, I'll save it for next week, and I'll be able to kind of
talk more about
it. Talk more about it, and
so next week when we don't invite so many people to hang out.
Oh, cool. Actually, I do have one minor shout out. I wanted to
There's
just
no minor shout out.
Right.
It's compared to a major shout out.
I think that's kind of like just regular talking.
There was an accident this week at the Franconia Brewery here in McKinney, Texas, which is just north of me here.
It's got to get serious.
No, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Where they had an explosion of one of their tanks and a couple of people got hurt. So I just want to say, you know, hopefully everybody's okay and everybody gets better up at Franconia. So, yeah.
Yes. Yep. Good wishes to you guys.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Healing energy is being sent your way.
And we'd like some backwash. We didn't get any this week, so send us some backwash. You can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call us. Drunk dialing
call
is preferred. 339-225-9274 or 339-BACKWASH without the C.
Yeah. And a reminder to all our listeners, this is your show. We're just drinking in it.
We're just drinking in it.
We're just drinking
That's
in
right.
it.
Right.
Cheers!
Good night, you guys.
Good night, y'all.
Silly.
All right, cheers. Good night.
Cheers.
See you next week. What are we doing next week? Small beers?
Small beers. Itty bitty beers. Itty bitty cheers.
Leap beers.
Oh, you guys should all be very...
We're going to be so hungover. Oh, We're going to be so hungover that we need to go small next week.
I never go small.
Wow. Go small or go home.
Go small or go home.
Yeah.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
It was a beautiful beer.
How many times can I say in my mouth?
He is a sucker for mole asses. Especially the little naked ones at the zoo. The little naked mole asses.
That's right. It's a rock and roll show and we're getting girls drunk. Backstage. See that, Chris? They were busting nuts.
That was awesome.